97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
What a beautiful day in America for 2A Tuesday. Your Second Amendment rights much more secure than they were just 1 week ago. And I'll be quite honest with you, I was a nervous wreck. This time a week ago, I was cautiously optimistic, but I wasn't willing to say this is going to be a landslide. Guess who was? The guy I've got on the phone right now. I have not punched him up yet on purpose because I want to read you the tweet that he sent me first. This came from my friend Mark Walters 1 week ago at about 8 o'clock in the evening. I was over at Channel 4. He goes, "How you feeling tonight?" Question mark. Me, Trump 312. I'm sticking with it. He called this race at 8 o'clock last Tuesday night, and lo and behold, guess who's got 312 electoral votes? Donald J. Trump. Mark Walters, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. That's great to hear. It's great to be here.
You are a soothsayer, is what you are.
There was no magic to it. You and I have been talking back and forth about this for a long time, but it was all based off of pure logic. It really was not a guess. It was based off, look, the Democrats cannot afford to lose the union vote, period, anywhere. They cannot lose demographics in black votes, Latino votes, and that's what happened in virtually every state across the country. It was a foregone conclusion. So I felt really comfortable Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin were going to go. I knew Georgia was red. Georgia was red in 2020. We just got, you know how that turned out. There was no chance North Carolina was going to flip blue. North Carolina had voted red for the previous three election cycles, and we knew Arizona was coming back. Nevada, if you'd been watching the Real Clear Politics average polling over the course of several months, Nevada had been leaning and swinging Trump throughout the year leading up to the election. So it just seemed like an easy pick. I had faith in Americans that they did not want four more years of what we've just suffered through.
Did you think, though, that we would be a clean sweep, that we'd get control of the Senate and maintain control of the House?
Yes. In fact, you have a clip. I closed out the show on Tuesday, and I said millions of Americans will wake up shocked tomorrow. Trump 312, Republicans gain the Senate and hold the House.
Wow.
And they did it. I mean, Harry Reid's rolling over in his grave somewhere on those Nevada results. I know it, right? And you told us all along, don't worry, Georgia's got this. And indeed, ended up a lot redder, even in red areas, because people turned out to vote.
Yeah, and you know what was interesting about Georgia? Of course, I'm in Georgia, and I have to make this point. I voted early with my daughter a week before the election on a Friday at 4:45 p.m., Now, I live in a bright red county that was going to go for Trump at least 90%. It's that simple. It always does. The early voting lines were massive, massive that week before the election. Those were not Biden voters in this red county. So it was very clear to me, that was indicative that the rest of the red counties are experiencing this record turnout as well. There weren't enough people in the Atlanta metro area, let alone of voting age, to overcome what we saw happening in this state. It was a fairly easy call. It really was.
Yeah.
Maybe the libs are the ones out there buying guns, trying to figure out how to work them, because they're all freaked out now with Trump being president. They're having meltdowns.
Well, we're not a missing persons alert, Kim. We're looking for those 18 million voters. We can't find them from 2020. We don't know where they went.
Where did they go? I have to tell you. So, you know, here's the thing. You and I were both critical of some of the decisions Donald Trump made before when it came to firearms, the stocks and the bump stocks. And you know, I again, that's been reversed by the court. We don't have to worry about that. What you do know is that there aren't going to be any calls by the government to come and force you to sell back your weapons to the federal government. Hopefully we can lay a lot of these things to rest, because there's some key cases coming before the Supreme Court this year, right?
Yeah, there are. The assault weapons ban case out of the Fourth Circuit in Maryland, we're waiting for that. And I have really good news for gun owners that are listening. I'll get to that in just a second. But we also won the assault weapons ban and magazine case, capacity case, in Illinois. Just last week, a federal judge put a permanent injunction against Illinois enforcing it. He stayed it for 30 days, his permanent injunction, so the state could could appeal, which is pretty much parliamentary, but we won that. But I have great news for gun owners I want people to hear. Our good friend Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, will be at Mar-a-Lago for the victory celebration this week, later this week, with Donald Trump. He was invited a week ago. Fortunately, thank God, it turned into a victory celebration, which we all needed. Alan was a guest on my show Sunday and made it very clear he will be having an impact on judicial nominees and picks. I have a sense that Alan Gottlieb, I know for a fact, I can say this with, for a fact because he said it on my show, we have an ear in the White House through our good friend Alan Gottlieb over the next 4 years. And that is a wonderful position to be in. Gun owners can rejoice because gun owners flipped this election for Trump.
Yeah, and I heard Donald Trump, you know, I thought it was AI when it first came out. All these little videos he's making on what he's going to do when he gets in office. And then I realized he's really churning these things out. He wants the American people to know he's going to follow through. And one of the ones, Mark, was conceal carry reciprocity. Because, you know, when I leave the state of Missouri to drive to Illinois, if I'm not just passing through, I have to have my firearm locked up with the ammunition stored separately, or I could be arrested and thrown in jail in my neighboring state.
Not for much longer.
Right.
That's going to be fixed. And again, there's this sense of positiveness out there. Like you, you're feeling it now. You're still riding that wave. Kim, I know you. I've been listening to you guys all morning. Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, particularly you were talking about Tom Homan being a bulldog. I was with Tom Homan in mid-October. He and I and Jack Posobiec were three that spoke at the Rod of Iron Festival at Carr Arms. I had to follow. Tom Homan spoke first. Posobiec spoke second. I had to follow them. That's like a fledgling musician following Elvis when you just learn to play the guitar. Okay? But I held my ground. I was proud of myself. But these guys mean business. And Homan means business. I had personal conversation with him, and you've been hearing him. He's not playing games. And, guys, I know Americans don't like to hear this, but you go back to 2020. We all know what happened. Now it's becoming clear what happened. But the fact of the matter is I firmly believe in divine intervention. This nation had to experience the pain of the previous 4 years to get us to where we are today because we had two stark contrasting views that we lived. We lived Trump for 4 years. Then we were forced to live this nightmare for 4 years, and Americans rejected it. So whatever happened in 2020 is a part of that divine intervention package. Think of it in these terms. Had Trump won a second term, we would likely have a Democrat president this time around. And thank goodness that did not happen.
Amen.
I don't think he would have been as effective as he will be now had he just been reelected. I agree. I think we kind of almost had to hit rock bottom.
No question about it, Kim. I'm right there with you. He is going in there gangbusters. It is a great day in America. I'm proud that we were able to do this in such a resounding way. Look at what happened to the electoral map in California and New York.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh. You know, I thought we might never see California flip back to where it should be, to its red roots in my lifetime. Hey, we could be wrong on that. It could be another two election cycles. America rejected Gavin Newsom's view for America, and they did it resoundingly in his own home state. So that's wonderful news all the way around, guys. Feel great.
Mark, remind people where they can listen to Armed American Radio.
Just stick your head out the window at 4 o'clock Eastern, 3, and you'll hear my voice out there. Now, armedamericanradio.com. You can find me 5 days a week and on Sundays, Mark.
I love it. You're a great American. Thank you.
Love you guys.
All right. See you soon. Mark Walters there, host of Armed American Radio. I had to let him get on here and brag a little bit because he called it dead on. 312 electoral votes. Great stuff.
Get more at 971talk.com.